This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. European Union leaders signed their post-Brexit trade deal with Britain and dispatched it to London on a jet Wednesday. This set their seal on a drawn-out divorce hours before the UK brings its half-century European experiment to an end. EU chiefs Ursula von der Leyen and Charles Michel, the heads of the European Commission and European Council, smiled at a televised ceremony to put their names on the trade and cooperation agreement. Von der Leyen said, quote, "It has been a long road. It's time now to put Brexit behind us. Our future is made in Europe," end quote. A new vaccine will be rolled out in Britain with the focus on quick mass protection. Britain's health department said it was authorizing emergency use of the vaccine developed by Oxford University and UK-based drug maker AstraZeneca. AP's Karen Shamas reports.
The approval and a shift in policy will speed up a rollout of the vaccine in the UK, which comes as a surge in infections threatens to swamp British hospitals. British Health Secretary Matt Hancock said the vaccine brings light at the end of the tunnel.
I'm also now, with this approval this morning, highly confident that we can get enough vulnerable people vaccinated by the spring that we can now see our route out of this pandemic.
Coronavirus vaccines have typically been given in two doses, with an initial shot followed by a booster about 3 weeks later. But in a change of approach, the British government said that with the AstraZeneca vaccine, it would prioritise giving as many people as possible a single dose, which is believed to give a large measure of protection against the virus. Karen Chamas, London.
If you'd like more on these or any of the stories of the day, please visit us at voanews.com or download our mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. Two variants of the coronavirus first found in Britain and South Africa are more transmissible than the original, and they're spreading around the globe. The World Health Organization says there's not enough information to determine whether the variants could undermine vaccines being ruled out around the world. Authorities in the United States in Colorado reported the first U.S. case of the COVID-19 variant that had been found in Britain. A state health official said a man in his 20s who'd had no travel history tested positive for the variant and was being isolated southeast of the state capital. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden said he plans to be aggressive in fighting COVID-19 upon taking office, pushing for 100 million vaccinations in his first 100 days. Biden also criticized the outgoing administration Tuesday, saying it was falling short in needed vaccinations. The Trump administration's Operation Warp Drive had predicted 20 million Americans would be vaccinated by the end of December. Also Tuesday, Luke Letlow, a Republican who was set to join the U.S. House of Representatives after winning a November election, died from COVID-19 complications. Police fired tear gas to dispense a crowd protesting against the arrest of Ugandan opposition presidential candidate Bobi Wine and his campaign team Wednesday, a witness said. Also Wednesday, a Ugandan court granted bail to the country's highest-profile human rights lawyer, whose detention ahead of a tense election next month was widely seen as politically motivated. Nicholas Opiyo, an internationally recognized human rights campaigner and outspoken government critic, was arrested last week on charges of money laundering and detained in prison, drawing condemnation around the world and calls for his immediate release. At least 10 people were killed Wednesday as explosions rocked Yemen's Aden Airport moments after a new unity government flew in what officials charge was a cowardly attack by Iran-backed Houthi rebels. Dozens more people were wounded, a medical source told AFP, although all government ministers were reported to be unharmed. Plumes of smoke billowed from the airport building in the southern city as debris lay strewn across the area, with people rushing to tend to the wounded, footage broadcast by a Saudi television station showed. An AFP correspondent at the scene said at least two explosions were heard as the cabinet members were leaving the aircraft. More than 20 people were unaccounted for, 10 injured, and some 500 evacuated Wednesday after a nighttime landslide in a small Norwegian town north of Oslo, police and local media said. Several houses were swept away in a city northeast of the capital in Wednesday's early hours. From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.